It's a dilemma farmers are facing around the nation. Will the search for resources affect the future of their productive land? Last night, over 250 residents packed into the Dean's Marsh Hall in Victoria's Otway Ranges to hear more about Queensland-based Mantle Mining's application for a brown coal exploration permit in the area. Many thought it would be the first step in a major battle, but the meeting took a surprising turn when Mantle Mining CEO Ian Kramer asked for a show of hands and, based on the outcome, announced the company would withdraw its exploration application.
So we're going to like this. I'm overwhelmed by the opposition and I'm taking it on board and I will talk to my board, and if a raise of hands shows me that you're against it, I'll walk away. Okay. We will walk away, okay, based on that.
One of the considerations that we always take when we look at areas, we look at environmental, economic and social issues. And obviously the social issue here has become obvious that there would be very little support for an exploration licence, and ultimately it's about mining. We have a responsibility to the community, to the environment and to our shareholders, and it's obvious to me to make the decision that there is not a road forward here.
Many in the crowd were shocked, but the announcement was well received and was branded a win for the environment and agriculture.
Marianne Stewart from Dean's Marsh. I'm a fourth generation landowner and beef producer, and we live in the most beautiful part of the world, and I just could not see the sense in going anywhere down the path of coal mining. It just seemed absolutely out of place and ridiculous for this area.
How are you feeling leaving the meeting here tonight?
It's the most extraordinary result, and it's fantastic, and everybody is elated that it's just wonderful. We all thought we had a big fight on our hands. I think we knew that we needed to show that we had the numbers behind us and that everybody was concerned for this area, but I think we still thought we were going to have a big fight.
Terry Richardson from Dean's Marsh.
You're a dairy farmer in the region. What were your concerns in the lead-up to this meeting?
Of course, we were concerned about the impact on our land. It's classified as highly productive land, and we didn't want to see that impacted on. I'm pleased with the outcome. It's great to see people power in action.
The campaign organiser, Shauna Gunn, says it illustrates how strong the community movement is.
Well, I'm feeling quite flabbergasted. I didn't expect this. I thought we would have at least a really good fight on our hands, and I think the wind has been taken out of us, our sails a bit. I think we're now even better prepared, so I think we can, in the future, we can swing into action very quickly if any other mining company decides to look at the brown coal deposits in this area.
Among politicians from all parties who attended the meeting to voice their opposition to the application, Green Senator Richard Di Natale urged residents to send a clear message to their local members. After the meeting, he said he was overwhelmed and that the outcome was unprecedented.
I must say it's the first time in my life, as somebody who's campaigned long and hard on a number of issues, that we've had a win in such a short space of time. I think it signifies perhaps a turning point in people's attitudes towards the mining of brown coal. I think this isn't just a victory for Dean's Marsh or for the Otways. It's a victory for common sense, a victory for Victoria, and hopefully this will be the start of a major turning point in environmental politics in this country.
Some community members were dubious about the mining executive's promise. The night's most vocal local resident, George Raphael.
I don't believe that they will withdraw their claim, because I think mining company directors will take whatever they need to take to feather their own nest. They don't care about anyone that lives in the area at the end of the day. I think everyone in this meeting today should write, put a stamp on it, like it was suggested, and post it, and email it, so it's heard and not forgotten.
But Mr Kramer says the Dean's Marsh community can rest assured that Mantle Mining will withdraw its application for coal exploration in the Otways.
It's a roll gold guarantee. I understand where they're coming from. but I have stood up here in front of 300 of the community, a number of politicians, quite a number of media. I'm on record. It's done.